The launch of the Kia Niro small SUV with a choice of three electric powertrains raises customer options based on fit for purpose. The hybrid helps reduce but does not minimize fuel consumption. A full electric is a commitment to reducing pollution, particularly at the local level. A plug-in hybrid could be the best of both worlds for people who do occasional long trips. But Kia predicts that the plug-in hybrid will be the smallest seller, as Roland Rivero, their product manager, notes.
A lot of it will be supply-driven, and currently the minimum quantity that we've got agreed with Kia headquarters is about 100 a month, and that breakdown works out to be around about 20 units a month for the EV and about 70 units a month for the hybrid, and the gap 10 or so units a month is obviously the plug-in hybrid.
I'm David Brown.
For more from the new car world, visit anyauto.com.au. Today, at anyauto.com.au, you'll find a review of one of the latest new cars to come to the Australian market, the Toyota Yaris Cross. And with Australians seemingly in love with dual cab utes, at anyauto.com.au, you can check out reviews and details on the all-new Nissan Navara and all-new Mazda BT50, as well as the big-selling Toyota Hilux Rogue. All those reviews and so much more, anyauto.com.au.